From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Wednesday, December 21st. Coming up, as longtime Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White retires next month, we look back on his trailblazing legacy. We get that story from Dave McKinney coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. State's attorneys from around Illinois were in a Kankakee County courtroom yesterday to argue the Safety Act violates the state constitution. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The criminal justice reform law will, among other things, end cash bail starting January 1st. Dozens of lawsuits against the Safety Act were consolidated and moved to Kankakee. That county state's attorney, James Rowe, argued the law should have been a constitutional amendment decided by voters.
The Constitution is not a grant of powers to the legislature. It is a limitation on the legislature's power.
Darren Kincaid, representing the Illinois Attorney General, argued against the suit.
At its core, it is a policy disagreement brought by state's attorneys and sheriffs who disagree with the policy that the people have enacted through their legislatures.
The judge plans to have a decision by the end of this month. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says it's time for Illinois to ban the sale and manufacture of assault weapons and large-capacity magazines. Dart was one of several law enforcement officials talking to state lawmakers yesterday about a proposal to do that. He held up a confiscated drum magazine as he explained the increasing firepower officers are dealing with.
The cars were approaching, the houses were entering, have some of the most lethal weapons you've ever seen, ever. And they keep getting worse.
The bill would ban the sale and manufacture of hundreds of weapons and magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, but existing weapons would need to be registered with state police. It also increases the minimum age for a firearm owner's ID card to 21 and extends the firearms restraining order from 6 months to a year. The measure is a top priority for Democrats when lawmakers head back to Springfield next month for their lame duck session. Champaign mourned one of its local sports leaders over the weekend. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, Sean Green mentored generations of kids as a baseball and football coach.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you.
Over 100 people listened to the soloist at the Church of the Living God on Bradley Avenue in Champaign. It's the memorial service for Little League baseball coach Sean Green, who passed away in early December. Joe Stovall coached the first-string Little League teams alongside Green. Stovall asked those at the service to stand up if they have ever worked with Green or been coached by him.
Almost two-thirds to three-quarters of the church is standing. If this is not the vision of what legacy is defined as, I don't know what else is.
Stovall says Green was building a compassionate community with his mentorship. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The incoming winter snowstorm is looking a bit less ominous than it did on Monday, but expect travel to still be especially dangerous on Thursday and Friday. That's the word from National Weather Service meteorologist John Baumgartner.
Thursday night into early Friday, I would expect travel to be very hazardous, possibly impossible on some of the off-roads especially.
With temperatures dropping by 30 to 40 degrees on Thursday afternoon, Baumgartner says salt will not be effective on the roadways come evening time. That means road crews will need to prioritize snow plowing before the temperature nosedives. Find the latest information on the upcoming winter storm at illinoisnewsroom.org. Still to come, a look at the life and legacy of outgoing Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White. That story from Dave McKinney is coming up next on 217 Today.
The nature documentary Woodpeckers, The Whole Story, ventures deep into the woods to explore the lives of these hard-headed birds. Woodpeckers come in 239 species, live on almost every continent, and play a powerful role in every ecosystem they inhabit. The film explores woodpecker families and how each species is uniquely equipped for their habitat. Learn how you can stream this and other nature documentaries at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. You may know Secretary of State Jesse White because his name is on your driver's license. Or maybe you've seen the tumbling team that bears his name. But as Dave McKinney reports, there's a lot more to White's legendary political career as it comes to an end.
The 88-year-old Chicago Democrat is leaving office in January after serving 24 years as Secretary of State. the longest anyone's been in that role, and the first African-American to hold the office. But he had another line of work before he got into Illinois politics. In the early 1960s, White played in the Chicago Cubs farm system. He could swing the bat, and he had a knack for stealing bases. In 1963, White was confronted by a team pitching coach after being spotted in a diner with a female reporter interested in his promising baseball career and work in Chicago's inner city.
He said, you were having lunch with a white woman. I said, that was a reporter. No, don't BS me. No, that was your girlfriend.
That coach told White he had been on a short list to be called up to the Cubs, but after seeing the two together, not anymore. It was a decision White said dripped of bigotry.
As it turned out, I never had a chance to make the majors.
Tom Ricketts, the current Cubs owner, tells WBEZ he'd never heard that story before from White and says he's saddened by his organization's past racism. Ricketts says he now admires White even more and considers him, quote, a Cub for life. On the field, White was heckled for the color of his skin in Texas and got into a fistfight with a man unhappy he was eating with other teammates in a Minnesota restaurant. And as Secretary of State, White and his tumbling team were pelted by debris from racist revelers in the Southside Irish Parade, prompting him never to partake in the event again. And yet, he never felt anger or distrust for white people.
I don't dislike anyone because of how they came into this world.
It's a philosophy that helped make him one of Illinois' most popular and enduring political figures. He's held office since Richard J. Daley was Chicago's mayor, from Illinois lawmaker to Secretary of State. In six statewide campaigns, White was the top vote-getter four times, once winning every Illinois county. That's something no governor has achieved in at least 100 years. Not even Barack Obama did that. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin shared the statewide ballot twice with White, and both times got fewer votes.
You have to wonder in this time of political division how one man can be so universally loved and respected as Jesse White is.
But in 1998, White didn't start out getting that love and respect that he now has. Then powerful House Speaker Michael Madigan double-crossed him. The ex-speaker told White that he wanted a downstate Democrat to be Secretary of State, not someone from Cook County. But White later learned Madigan, in fact, was helping someone else from Cook County. White wound up winning the primary anyway and moved on to defeat Republican Al Salvi that fall. Salvi remembers how difficult it was to attack White because of his charitable work with his tumbling team. White also had the political sense not to attack GOP gubernatorial nominee George Ryan for a corruption scandal inside Ryan's Secretary of State office. But Salvi did, and it helped White as mainstream Republicans bailed on Salvi.
I was getting hit for calling out corruption, and Jesse was getting George Ryan's endorsement. That was really tough.
Today, Salvi considers White a friend and says he's been a good Secretary of State.
I think Jesse White is sort of a model of what both parties should aspire to.
During his tenure, White championed tougher licensing requirements for teen drivers, more restrictive seatbelt laws, and organ donations, and he's avoided allegations of corruption. But his legacy extends beyond that. More than 18,000 kids came up through his Jesse White tumbling team during the past 63 years, sometimes coming from impoverished or single-parent homes. Angela Spears is one of them. She was raised by her mom in the southwest suburbs and joined the Tumblers in the early 2000s. She's now a lawyer and views White as a father figure whose mantra, doing something good for someone every day, shaped her life.
As an attorney, it is something that I've really instilled in my own practice. And it's how I live my life.
White says for all he's accomplished and endured, he wants to be remembered as someone who helped people and who believed in good government. This is Dave McKinney.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with a high of 35 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Tim Shelley, and Dave McKinney. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.